Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
After Buzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, After Buzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and of course, he's back from fighting crime.
Yeah, I know.
Evan T. Mack, the president of BMP.
Real talk, man. CEO, founding father, your boy out here crime fighting, keeping the streets safe. TK, you ain't doing it, nobody else gonna do it. Somebody gotta do it.
So we have a very special show. So if you are, when you do watch this show, this is in preparation for WrestleMania. And of course, you know, we have to be in the mix, so we have to do a pre-tape. And no better to have this special guest on. She's sitting right beside Coco Cena. She is the host, the main host for Championship Wrestling. Please welcome Kathy Campanelli.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is so exciting. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. We always like when the guests come in, it's always more personal. I like getting people to know, you know, the ladies in the women wrestling industry and whatnot. So we appreciate you.
Especially you hosting. I mean, there are quite a few hosts, but you're seeing hosts take a new role, no longer like the valet or the ring announcer. So, you know, especially women who love wrestling who can, you know, do commentating as well.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So let's kind of get into it. We did talk, I found so much more that's not on your Instagram that's quite interesting. So apparently you're an opera singer.
Yeah. I went to school for 4 years to learn how to be an opera singer and then just ended up in pro wrestling because that's just the way the world works, I guess, right?
Well, before you elaborate on that, tell the people why opera is not boring.
Opera's not boring because it's storyline. You're telling a story. I consider it a lot with parallels of wrestling. You have the skill element, obviously. You have the story element. You have the drama. You're telling a story. I think that there's so many more pieces to it than just someone standing on stage and singing.
Right.
You know? So I think about, you know, someone can do these crazy wrestling moves and have all these skills, but at the same time, they can cut mean promos, too, and help drive that story along. I think it's all these beautiful similarities between wrestling and theater, and I think that's kind of why I ended up here.
So how did you end up in wrestling? Like, did you watch it as a kid, and then you kind of... somebody told somebody, and now you're here?
Yeah, so I watched when I was a very little kid with my great-grandpa, and we would watch all the highlights of, like, Ric Flair and The Undertaker.
Wow.
But one of the things I realized with The Undertaker is that I wasn't so afraid of The Undertaker as I was Paul Bearer. So I always had... Right?
Yeah.
The voice, everything. but I think I found this love for it, and I think with a lot of people, you have that hiatus. So I was on a very long hiatus. Mm-hmm. After I moved out here about 3 years ago, I started kind of watching again almost by accident. And then started doing a little bit of research and realized that there was a lot of wrestling happening in Southern California. Started going to local shows, started going to tapings of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Right.
I think I went to, a bunch of different shows around the area and realized, like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
The live element is so much... it's so different. So, yeah, I was watching WWE on a weekly basis, but that electricity that I felt in the air at a live show, there was nothing like it. So then I realized there's an opportunity for me to go with Santino Brothers. They had a one-day tryout. So a very good friend of mine and myself, we went. I was like, oh, I'll just be, you know, supportive. You know, I'll just do it. It was really rough.
Yeah.
I think it was a big eye-opener from all of, you know, practicing the bumps, the rolls, every physical element of it. But then we got to the last piece of it, which was character development.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already kind of had a character that I was working on.
Okay.
Kathy from Human Resources. The jig is up. I'm Kathy from HR. When I don't have the glasses on, I'm Kathy Campanelli. But they challenged us to kind of cut a promo in the ring, just off the cuff, and that's where it felt the best. Mm-hmm. Wow. After everything the whole day, all of the craziness, that was where I felt like, oh yeah, this is good. This is giving me that performance tingle that I like. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, Santino's actually ended up offering a class for managers, yeah. advocates, ring announcers, and that's really what...
I think that might have been the yeah. last one, because they had one offering in December or October, yeah. and like I contacted them, it's like there was nobody, there's like 5 people or something like that, so they had to cancel it. So, wow. yeah.
It's interesting that most people, they don't go into that thinking that most people in the wrestling, they kind of fall into that. They fall, that's kind of like their backup, like their goal is to be a wrestler, and mm-hmm. that's what they're going to do no matter what, you know, right. and then they kind of get hurt and then they transition. So what's it like to know what you want to do, man? Knowing what you want to do is a very underrated thing, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Some people spend their whole life not knowing what they want to do or have a plan, so... How did you know you wanted to be in that part of wrestling?
I'll let you know when I find out. No, I'll no. Feel
you. Like, I mean, what do you want to do?
it's like when a kid gets out of high school and yeah. they say, okay, you're going to college mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with your life? So I kind of wish that I had a better direction even when I first got started, because I think it took me until now to say, like, okay, yes, I love doing the interviewing for Championship Wrestling from mm-hmm. Hollywood. I love doing commentary. I love ring announcing, you know. So I think that I think there's just so many options out there. We were talking about the whole, it's the curse of the only child,
right?
Of you can do anything you want. Oh my gosh, wait, I have to pick one. I think it was helpful to have the direction of, okay, I know that the actual physical wrestling piece isn't necessarily what I want to put all of the basket I want to put all my eggs in.
Right.
I think that was helpful to kind of say, like, okay, I already have this amount of things on my plate, the talking element mm-hmm. on my plate, and that's really what I want to focus on. So I think that definitely helped. I've trained, like, a very, very little bit, enough to be like, okay,
yeah.
This is fine.
It's interesting because back, like our parents, the reason why they think like that, they didn't have as many options back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like these young whippersnappers out here nowadays, they're spoiled for choice, man. You can become a millionaire by posting pictures and unboxing presents and stuff. Mm. Our parents back in the day were like, man, you gotta go to school, you gotta go to college, you gotta pick this one job and do this. So like, that's why they've always been like, choose one thing to do. So we kind of grew up in an era where, like, man, there's so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
Like, so we kind of get lost because there's so much cool stuff. And
exactly.
We don't want to get shoehorned or pigeonholed into one thing. So yeah. it's like I said, we're spoiled for choice.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the cereal thing.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see all kinds of cereal on your IG.
So, guys, I mean, I brought cereal. If you guys want any,
I'm down.
Okay, like,
I knew Evan would be down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we got a variety pack. We got some. You know, you take your pick. That's up to you.
We got Cocoa Krispies up in there.
Of course, I have Cocoa
Krispies. That's my.
I never. Is that new?
Girl, oh no. Oh, see right now. This is my problem with Canadians right here. This is my problem. Now I figured out why I can't mess with Canadians. You don't know what Cocoa Krispies are.
No.
But wait, let's be fair.
No.
By the way, Canadian, you guys have Nesquik cereal.
What's and that?
I guess so.
But see, now I feel
I had it shipped
now,
to me from
now I feel
from Canada.
Yeah, I'm not as much of a cereal connoisseur as
you gotta try Cocoa Krispies. They like Snap, Crackle, and Pop and stuff, and it's delicious.
But they're just cocoa.
Yeah,
there's like Cocoa Rice Krispies. That's all. My bad. Don't go singing in the building. But no,
pretty much what happened with the cereal thing was you get to a point, I think everyone gets to the point in life where they say, oh my gosh, I'm becoming an adult. This sucks. So you kind of start to embrace all of the beautiful nostalgia from your past. For me, it was a lot of, you know, watching Nicktoons, eating cereal, watching wrestling. I'm sure wrestling has a very nostalgic element for a lot of people. And it was just kind of my way of embracing a carefree time mm-hmm. and trying to live in that mindset of like, you know what? It's not that bad. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to put on some Rugrats. I'm going to eat a bowl of cereal. Everything's going to be all right, you know? So, but it was funny. I think it was a random, I think I put it on my story and all of a sudden people started like DMing me about it. And I was having, you know, wrestlers reaching out to me, people that were in the wrestling world
wow.
arguing with me about what cereal is better,
wow.
you know? it's been really incredible. So it's one of those things where now I want it. My goal is I want the name Kathy Campanelli in the wrestling world. If it's a fan, if it's a commentator, an announcer, a wrestler, I want my name to be synonymous with cereal. I want people to eat cereal and think of me.
I ain't mad at you at all. Yeah, what's your favorite cereal?
Are you ready?
There is a right answer.
There is a right answer. Oh, so no,
I'll tell you if you're right though.
Okay. Well, I'm a self-proclaimed cereal
She's like, every picture is on cereal, but Evan, you're going to let her know.
I'm going to let her know you're right. This is not an opinion. This is an answer.
I will give you I will back up my answer, if that makes
sense. I will, okay. Yes.
So, Golden Grahams. Here's why. Here's why.
It's a bold pick.
It is a bold pick. I am very much against soggy cereal. I'm very much against...
It's probably the worst thing in the world.
It's the worst thing in the world. Very much against all the little... the tail end of a box of cereal as well, and there's all the little, like, powdery...
Oh, it's the worst.
It's waste. It's waste, and I hate it. Golden Grahams keeps their shape and stays intact for way longer than most cereals.
That's a fair
So
point.
I feel like I'm getting the most bang for my buck out of that box of cereal.
That's a fair
So
point.
Now are you like LA, you do the almond milk, or do you do, like, the 2% milk? Or
I do the almond milk.
Okay.
I'm an almond milk... I'm a milk girl.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not opposed if you, I mean, if someone else wants to put 2% in their,
you're not,
in their
you're not
bowl,
a milk
like,
hater,
that's
though.
Fine.
You don't,
I'm not a milk hater.
I
just
like,
personally.
Yeah. I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal on earth. But,
okay.
You know, we can agree to disagree. Your answer is pretty impeccable because they get soggy towards the end. They really soggy.
Yeah, but like.
She's right.
How long are you not eating the bowl of cereal?
Because the thing about it is
because you
want it, because they're so good, you want to enjoy it. So there's like this speed thing you have to do with cereal, which is uncomfortable. Like you have to actually eat it at a pace or it gets soggy.
Yeah.
But you want to enjoy it, so yep. Sometimes you let it linger, and you're like, damn, I let it linger too long, it's soggy. I'm telling you, everybody knows the cereal plight, man.
Wow.
It's
a lot of thought.
The soggy thing is the worst
thing
possible.
Worst.
If you are intrigued by the cereal conversation.
Everybody is.
I guess so.
Cereal!
Kathy, you have a YouTube channel dedicated to it. You want to tell the people?
Yes, I do. So if you go to Kathy Campanelli on YouTube, I do have a very, very beginning, humble beginnings of Let's Get Cereal, where I try new cereals and review them for your viewing pleasure.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I was at the gym today, and before we started class, we have like super advanced people. They were doing all this crazy stuff. And this one chick was literally on like hurdles, and she was stepping from one hurdle to the other, hopped down, and then jumped onto the hurdles into like a bar, lifted the bar, and did that. And then I was thinking,
is there a reason why they do that extra?
It's just extreme. But think about like your ancestors, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all truly they wanted to do or be able to do is like run when they needed to run, bend and pick up stuff.
Yeah,
like,
because it was
like the
this...
basic stuff.
Yeah,
yeah
my thing
right?
about that, everyone that always harkens back to my answers, they had to do that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? My people had to do
right.
that.
Well, it's like you have to do that, but you'd hope to be able to do that with somewhat comfortability versus, oh, I have to bend this and pick up this thing, it's going to take a long time.
I do give them credit in that part. They will be favorable in a zombie apocalypse. I'm
right,
just saying for the
sure.
regular world, like,
so
why
now,
the hell is she doing that?
Yeah, so now you have people who, like, you know, they reach kind of, in adulthood, they reach a certain period where it's just like, okay, well, I'm better than 80% of the population because
mm-hmm.
most of the population sits on the couch.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now I'm going to do all this crazy stuff, and you know, I'm looking like, and I'm not opposed to it because I tend to do stuff like that too, but I'm looking at like, man, our ancestors are probably looking at us
like
what
crazy.
The...
What are you doing?
Oh, they definitely
what
are.
What, you're spending 2 hours... What?
I'm a firm
in a
believer.
Building?
Yeah.
To do the...
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse, they good. I'm with...
Like,
I wish I did CrossFit.
Another thing, too. So, anyways. That's why it's going into the cereal thing. It's just like, now our ancestors look... It's like, so now you're opening packages, and now we're talking... Talking
deliciousness.
Talking about delicious cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
When there was a point where people were, like, just starving. Like, food... And now all we do is... So, I just...
Yeah.
It's just.
I like how you brought an 8-pack of cereal. Some of my favorite gems are in there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
She bought the jam, man. Cocoa Krispies, man.
I know. I do what I can.
I'm taking that box, too. This wasn't just being facetious. I'm taking Cocoa Krispies,
oh
man. You've
goodness.
Offered.
That should
I'm
be
taking.
Your. You should bring that to every show that you do, along with Coco Cena.
Girl.
But
oh, you're like a party favor.
And then paint their faces.
Danny Johnson,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I can't blackface the white guy. That opens a whole can of worms. He
can?
Then in 2019.
Then take that picture that guy had made us and then stick it on their faces.
I was gonna say, just redo the box.
Yeah, just redo the box. Yeah. So you have Coco Cena.
I think you're on to something.
Yeah. I'm always. is onto something. I come up with the ideas and he just...
Oh, no, 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 no. She actually dubbed the name Coco Cena and it's sticking, man. People call me that now, so, you know, I'm digging that.
Anyways.
What did you... Tell me what your ultimate goal is if you had a genie right now, if you had three wishes.
Oh,
give me your three wishes. And don't say world hunger, please, because we would all fix that.
Three wishes.
Because I fixed that. Give me three wishes that are personal. That's personal and it's first world problems.
All right.
Because we would all fix, like, food and, like, cancer and stuff like
obviously,
that.
Yes.
Give me, like, something selfish.
Okay. Something selfish. Okay. I would want to be pretty much sponsored to eat cereal for a living.
It's amazing.
Someone pay me to eat cereal.
Oh, I mean, I think it's possible.
So,
I totally think it's possible.
That's a good first one.
Yeah. Okay. First one. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I know, right?
Jeez.
I know.
I would want to never have to work out again. From all the cereal I'm eating.
You just be fit, though? You just be fit?
Yeah, just that's a perma-fit. Good
one. That's pretty amazing.
Perma-fit.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one, though.
God, and probably teleportation.
Where would you go?
Like, I have family on the East Coast.
Me too.
So I'd be able, if I want to...
That is my biggest problem with living in L.A.
Yeah.
And my mother and my father and my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
Like, they're all in PA. And I'm like, I gotta fly.
Yeah, for sure. But I think I'd even do it just selfishly as, like, L.A. traffic. Oh, where do I have to go?
Oh, that's
done.
True.
Yeah.
Could you
yeah.
teleport your car with you?
Who would need
well,
to?
Why would you need to?
That's true. That's a dope. That's
like a
dope. Teleportation is very underrated power.
It
man.
Is. Yeah. It
go
is.
Anywhere in the planet?
Yeah.
Man.
Anywhere. I love that. Yep.
So how long have you been following, like, in your adult life, I guess? How many years have you been following wrestling?
Honestly, not that long.
So
not that long.
Like,
maybe
2 years
like
or something?
3 years?
3 years. So where do you think, like, if you think back to your childhood with wrestling and then kind of when you stopped in that period of time to now, as far as women's wrestling, where do you think of, like, what do you think of the progress and where do you hope it will go?
Gosh, I mean, I love the progress I've seen. I think it's, there's so much more of a spotlight on it to the point that main eventing, and even shows like this exist, whereas the focus is women's wrestling.
And there's never not been, like, we haven't run out of guests.
And
there's
what's crazy about that on top, just to piggyback on your point, is, like, our chat is, like, men.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, is one of the biggest parts, though, because, you know, this is the same crowd that was kind of resistant towards it, maybe because it was presented to them a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in the chat, there's, like, just dudes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this girl's amazing, this woman's amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's, to me, is one of the biggest parts of it, that there's being supported by both sides.
Yeah. Well, they're judging by the character and the quality of their work versus just... Oh, well, she's hot.
And they're all pretty.
Exactly.
They were always pretty. Like, it's one of those things where, like, that's par for the course now. Now you're like, wait, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's an amazing athlete. She's an amazing competitor. She's tough and all this other stuff like that, so.
Where I think the appearance almost becomes an afterthought. Like, yeah, okay, obviously that's a given.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
Let me see her work, you know. But, yeah, I think it's come a long way. Where I would hope to see it go is to be kind of more inclusive in the mainstream as far as intergender action would go. I think that it's absolutely beautiful to see kind of the unity and not feel like it has to be set aside or showcased in a certain way because it wouldn't be an issue anymore.
Right.
You know, like, I would hope to eventually get to that.
Yeah,
that
where
point.
Main event's like, oh, okay, it just happens to be women or intergender or whatever.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, that's where I would hope it would go.
So now, so you're doing the hosting stuff. What other companies do you do hosting for?
So I work for IWTV, formerly Powerbomb TV, just doing a lot of, like, you know, video intros, hosting some of their streams, and then just different promotions around Southern California for commentating, ring announcing, just being kind of like those in-ring personalities of, and a lot of it's happened by accident, where it's like I show up and I'm like helping with the ring, and I think that's how it happened at Hollywood. I went with the class to, like, help, you know, set up stuff, and they're like, hey, you want to do that? I was like, yeah, okay, all right.
Was it that day, or?
They gave me, like, an audition that day.
Okay.
And yeah, so much of it's been like, I don't want to say it's dumb luck because I don't want to downplay it, but it's like some of it's like just right place, right time, just being prepared and just ready to do it. So, for like Bar, AWS, Maverick will be this weekend.
Nice.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
So you got to interview Jazz when she was at Championship Wrestling. How was that?
Terrifying.
She's a beast, right?
Yeah.
So intense.
She really is.
Oh, man. But I mean, amazing. Just, I think to be in her presence was, you could feel it. I could feel the gravity of, like, oh my God. But yeah, I think one of the first things that she said is excuse me, miss. You, and she was so quiet. You know, like when a parent goes
and she's
quiet.
Not that tall either. I thought she was taller. And I see her, man. Like, pictures of other folks. I'm like, oh, she's not that tall at all.
Right?
Well, not that she's short either, but her voice.
Yeah, she's imposing. She, yeah. She's an imposing figure.
Exactly. Very imposing. But yeah, it's like, you know when, like, a parent or authority figure gets really quiet and you're like, oh, no, I'm in so much trouble. She said, you will address me as the female fighting phenom. Jazz. I was like, okay.
How long did she, like, how much time did she give you before you had to go on air?
Oh, I had, like, you know, spoken with her briefly in the locker room, but other than that, I mean, we just kind of came in and it was time to go.
Damn, I think so. I would have needed a moment to like, so you
Jazz
want,
is like, man, she commands, man, she just commands your respect.
Absolutely.
She just, that's how she's built, that's where she's from, how she's been raised, how she's been brought up, like, you know, her job, her real job, and her, like, she, like, her wrestling, she's amazing, but, like, that being, like, the correctional officer thing, like, that, she's around all these grown men, she just has such a way about her, though, you know, she's like, put like this, she is who she says she is.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like that, almost that type of wrestler where, like, you don't know where reality and wrestling, that line is. And I love that type of wrestling. Like, you know, even I just was watching a little bit of SmackDown. I saw the whole New Day thing. And it's just, I love that type of wrestling where it's like, oh, well, are they going to quit? Or, you know, well, they've been there long enough so they can afford to quit. You know, like, they can afford to quit, so it's like, well, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
When the character intertwines, I was just watching a promo, like, because I always watch it, like, watching like 50,000 times, like Cena versus The Rock. Like, people don't know how real those moments were.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought that was acting, and it was not. If you really watch Dwayne through his whole career, and then watch him in that moment, he's real pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cena was saying, like, real personal stuff about him leaving and going to Hollywood. So when he comes out, The Rock's face is all, he's swolled up. He's like, because he's like, it's a personal attack.
Right.
And the crowd's like, this is just an act. I'm like, man, these guys are just playing two characters that are being serious.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is what makes wrestling really great, when that line is blurred. Man, that's some scary stuff right there.
Yeah,
man.
Like, even beyond the people who watch, like, wrestling week in and week out, the thing I love, I think when you make it as, like, somebody who doesn't watch wrestling all the time, and they can sit down with you and watch it, and not, you don't have to recite the history of whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what makes, to me, like, great wrestling, and, like, you've bled the great wrestling to also, like, you know, the mic skills.
If you can
do that all together, it's like, okay, it's a winner right there.
Absolutely.
And I think we're, you know, some days we get it, some days we don't. So, a goal is WWE, or what's the ultimate goal? Because you are an opera singer.
Man,
what are you gonna do with that?
Jeez, I mean, it's funny. I haven't thought about singing in a very long time. Aside from karaoke, if you ever go out with me, I do.
Oh, you want them? You want them to come up on
karaoke.
There and just
but is
embarrass
it?
Everybody?
Yeah, dude, I don't do opera for karaoke.
They don't mean,
yeah,
you don't
but I mean,
me. You're, still
you're
can
a trained
sing.
Singer.
You,
yeah.
You want them? You. Whoa.
But I like, I weirdly prepare for karaoke.
See, I just said you wanted it.
I hate it. I've gotten a lot better, but, like, I would think about my song choices, like, in a psychological
way. You are the worst person ever.
I'm pretty terrible. I think it's I would love to be kind of with a company,
right,
where that would be enough,
mm-hmm,
to, you know, either be a host, be an announcer, be a commentator. I'm open to it. I think one of the things for me is that I never really went into this with expectations for anything,
right,
which I think might have actually been a little to my downfall, because now I'm like, huh, what's out there? So
yeah.
I think I'm still so new in what I'm doing that I'm very much open at this point to just exploring what I can do and kind of see where it takes me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like that.
I do too.
I like that. But what do your parents think then?
That's a good question.
It's really funny because my mom, I think, was a wrestling fan when she was a kid. My dad just, like, doesn't get it, but because I'm on it, he'll watch it.
Of course.
But my mom is, like, a hardcore fan, and I
like
love
she
it.
She knows everybody. That
oh,
comes
she
out.
She'll call me and we'll talk about. It. She's like, oh my god, did you see what happened on Raw?
Oh, that's so
oh,
cool.
Oh, I'm like, ma, yes.
That's
so
cool.
It's I'm very lucky. I have a very supportive family.
It's a very, very important thing.
Yeah. So.
And then tell us what it's like working with our former co-host, Sarah the Rebel.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's hilarious.
She cracks me the hell up. Yeah, I feel like I learned so much from her. And I mean, she was, very formative when I was first getting started.
Right.
So I was lucky to have a lot of mentors who have become friends, who have become friends, who become mentors, you know, kind of mm-hmm. thing. So she's amazing. That's someone that I feel like on the mic is unstoppable.
Oh, she's hilarious.
She's incredible.
If you watch the last interview she was on, we're talking about her fat cat.
Bailey the fat cat.
And then she's like, I was fat shaming her cat. And then they posted some picture on Instagram, and it was like another cat. I'm like, wait, you guys have two cats? And then Tyler was like, no, I have three. I was like, oh, well played, sir.
Yes.
And if you don't, guys don't have no idea what I'm talking about, mm-mm. then
I went to a sexual place.
I just caught that
back end of that.
As it is want to do, you know.
My kitty's starting to gain weight too, man. This is all my fault, though. Yeah, it's all my fault, man. You know, he's more on a well-balanced diet. He's on a science diet, you know what I mean? But he knows how to get a little extra, you know what I mean? Because he's a charmer.
He's just lovable.
But I'm starting to see his weight gain. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't make that jump like you used to make. You getting fat. He's getting fat. I don't want to fat shame him, though. I don't want to fat shame him.
Ancestors, they were just out in the wild doing their stuff. Now they're domesticated.
He's a house cat, though. I refuse to let him put his cute little paws on soil.
Well, you're so protective.
Yeah, he's a house cat, man. They live longer, too, statistically, by the way. They get like 4 more years. So I'm just, house cat, please. So I let him run around in the field, man. They domesticated for a reason. He's getting fat, though. I don't know. I fat shamed him yesterday. I felt bad, man.
You actually told the cat that.
I said, you are
fat. Did you say it to his face?
I said right to his face.
Oh,
I said, bro, you are fat. He can't make the jump. He makes his jump from, like, the tower to this to the couch, and he doesn't make it anymore.
Oh, no.
He doesn't make it anymore because he's so
you gotta,
fat.
I mean, there's a way to tough love it without fat shaming him. Jeez.
Talking about cereal.
Oh, obsessed with this kitty, man.
Give him some cereal.
I definitely
fat shaming the cat. Oh, now, who's your person that you loved to, who you have interviewed that you loved to, you loved interviewing, and then who do you want to interview?
I had a really fun time interviewing Joey Ryan, obviously. Mm-hmm. Just a bundle of laughs. gosh, I think, who would I want to interview? I'm a big fan of Aleister Black, so would love the chance to kind of get inside that mind and
he's another one too. I believe X-Pac did interview him, and we were there for NXT. And he's another one too where it's just like, are we like real life?
Right.
Is this wrestling? Like, I'm confused. Like, he's another one too where it's just like you don't know, and he's so he does it so well that you're just like, I don't even want to ask, so we're just going to run with whatever you say.
I don't want to feel stupid.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. He'd be a good one. Anybody else?
Yeah. I'm sure there's like 30 million, but of course, now that I'm thinking of it, I can't think of any.
Bar Wrestling has quite a few people, too, like that come down.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I had one interview briefly with Scorpio Sky, but I would want to have another one with him.
Dope.
Nice. They've had a lot of people. I think Kiera Hogan's been they bring a lot of people.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good names come through there.
Now, why should I wish Jim was here so you could educate Jim? Jim is not a fan of indie wrestling.
Yeah, how would you sell him on indie?
How would you sell him on indie wrestling and or why you should go to bar wrestling?
Because it's uncensored. It's incredibly raw, not to make the pun, but I couldn't think of a better word. I feel like there's things that you can get away with in indie wrestling that you can't get away with anywhere else.
For sure.
It's not meant to be family friendly. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, and it's unapologetically so, and I think that's the beautiful brilliance of it. Because, I mean, I normally have a mouth like a truck-driving sailor, and that's, I think, something where it's you know, I have an outlet. It can be more free.
Right. So wait, you can swear while you're like as an announcer bar wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Not, I mean, not like crazily so, but it slips out. I don't have to be like, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah,
you know, like, so
suspended.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So but yeah. I think that's it just feels less inhibited.
Yeah, I noticed like even the live shows with WWE and just like indie shows, it's just like you see a lot more acrobatics, like they more freedom to try stuff, and now you're almost invested because now it's the wrestler's job to tell the story without like, you know, weeks in advance and the promos, all like they tell the story in the ring.
Yeah.
And it's just like that takes a lot of work. And absolutely. Again, that's sure. to me like somebody who's made it and understands the psychology of it. Yeah. That they can be in just two people. You don't know their storyline, but you get the storyline while they're in the ring. And now you're like, I don't know who's gonna win.
Exactly.
And then you find yourself cheering for one or the other. So like that's.
It is. Well, yeah, that's an element they used to have a lot of that. But when you change to different networks and you get 3 hours and then you have. So many different wrestlers. It, like I said, it used to be like that, but it's changed because once a company starts realizing how much money they can generate, man, mm-hmm. like I said, that's one thing indie, there's always been that disconnect between indie and mainstream.
Yeah.
What indie don't understand about mainstream is like, yo, man, y'all don't, we talking about sponsorships from like, you know, I mean, put like this, for example, Snickers is sponsoring the entire WrestleMania. They're paying for it.
Yeah.
So like he doesn't have to worry about anything but one sponsor. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And if we have the 9-year contract with Saudi Arabia.
You know what I'm saying? Like well. that kind of so that comes with a lot of expectation, a lot of responsibility. Now you're out here looking like, damn, hold on, wait a minute, who just paid $1 billion for what? Okay, now we gotta do all these different kinds of indie wrestling. Because back in the day, there used to be that moment where WWE they were fearless because they had the biggest of WCW, and they got canceled from USA because they were fearless. Mm-hmm. They said no guns. They brought a gun on, got canceled. Like
right.
It's like they didn't care. And then all of a sudden, you start getting that billions territory, man. Things are changing, man. You got to start modifying what you do. So yeah. I think it's interesting the polar opposites, by the way. And indie wrestling still gives you that old school wrestling feel. That's the appeal, Jim. That's the appeal, Jim.
Yeah.
You forget where you come from, Jim.
Oh boy,
Jim is the biggest indie hater.
Now, what you didn't answer a couple questions ago is where do you hope to see women's wrestling?
Oh, oh yeah. I'm sorry.
I think Evan cut you off.
So I probably do.
Yeah,
you
probably did.
Yeah.
It's rude. no, I think on a kind of a gosh, even a grander stage where it's like. Really throwing down and like beating the crap out of each other and not be, and we're starting to see it a little bit on a mainstream level because I still think a lot of the more brutal things we do see a lot on the indie scene but I think to just see that in a more mainstream focus.
I don't know if I'd want to see that like brutal stuff for women. Like I don't mind the intergender and stuff like that, but like the thumbtacks and like a ridiculous amount of blood on the face and stuff like that. I don't know if that I would want to see that. I mean, I'm sure it might be a crossover because it's still the majority of people who watch wrestling pay for it are men. Mm-hmm. So maybe it doesn't matter to them whether it's male or female. They just want to see like the art. But for me, it's just like, I don't know if I want to see all that.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's just part of me, even as much as we don't like to admit it, like women are more prone to get injured before a man is. And just based on how you guys are built. And I don't want to see like injuries from a lot of ladies.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about on like huge pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that literally WWE is thinking the same thing. Like they don't want to see anything on Sunday because these women are going to raise the bar because once you get out there, I don't give a damn what they say in the back. These women are going to get taken over by that moment. Someone's going to try something crazy. Charlotte probably, because Charlotte's buck wild. Charlotte probably going to try to jump off the top of mm-hmm. What's it called? Meadowlands and Rutherford and try to just jump off and just do like a suplex from the top of the building. Mm-hmm. But like, I just don't want to see anybody get like hurt with anything too extreme.
Yeah,
but it would be interesting.
Yeah, because I mean, you see, like every time Shane's in a big pay per view, he's jumping off of something.
Yeah,
25. Like it's just
he
like,
always wants to prove that because that people to say he shouldn't be in the ring, so he always wants to do that to silence all the critics like me.
But it's the fact that he does it, and then you're like, well, if Shane could do it, and he doesn't wrestle like every week, and I've dedicated my life to this, then why can't I do this?
Oh, right. These women are gonna go crazy on Sunday. It's gonna be amazing to see what they're gonna try to. They want to show the world that they belong here. This is not just a one off thing. This is not a gimmick. This is not a thing for ratings. These women are gonna. I'm telling you, they're gonna steal the show. Mm-hmm. Don't know how, but they will.
I think WWE is definitely gonna cater to mainstream media. So,
yeah, but the Fox deal, oh yeah, they
it's either I don't see Becky, unfortunately, unless there's some crazy twist so they can prolong it. But I don't see Becky getting the belt, unfortunately. Damn, I want her to, but I don't see her getting.
The belt. That would shock the world if she does not win. Oh, it sucks.
It will shock the WWE universe,
right? So that's yeah.
The world would be like, oh well, damn, Ronda has two belts now.
Yeah.
then you she'll be on Sports Illustrated with two belts, and she'll be this place with two belts.
That would be so great because the fans would boo. I would love that so much. I love when people don't get what they want. Like, wrestling fans, it's my favorite when they don't get what they want. Because, like, oh, it's obvious Becky's winning. It's obvious. What if she don't?
Is it though?
Oh, God, that'd be great.
I mean, they had us on the ledge with Kofi.
She just raises the bar. I told you, until they started advertising it, they shouldn't have did that. When they started advertising, will he get there? I was like, oh, come on, y'all. They should.
Yeah, but how they got there, well, this is a whole nother conversation. We're getting on wrestling. Yeah,
wrestling.
That's why I like that storyline in particular. I do like it. I do like how New Day changed their, like, they just made slight changes to tell the story, but still maintain, you know, their group identity. But what we're gonna do now?
Oh, this is good right here.
Yeah. It's gonna go through a gauntlet, rapid fire hot tags.
What is wrestling rapid hot tags?
All right. So here we go. Always early or always late?
Always early.
Last person you text?
My husband.
Married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did see the ring. Yeah. Congratulations. What if you don't really, you put more cereal than your husband on there. I don't think I saw your husband on any social media.
You don't got
Jay Gruesom. He's on my page.
He's actually, his at is there.
Oh, okay. Yes. But I don't see a lot of pictures. I just see cereal.
I know I'm like totally messing up the hot tags portion of this.
Yeah. You are killing it. Now it's like cold tags.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying. It's lukewarm. When I went to your Instagram yesterday, I just saw more cereal than anything else. But you know.
TK, calling it out. I'm very
lucky to live with two very talented artists who are both on my page, Pocket the Creator and Jay Gruesom.
Shout out to Jay Gruesom and Pocket the Creator.
I thought she was going to be like.
I know. I was like, wait, hold on.
Impact. Oh, dang it. Katrina Waters.
Yeah, she's like, gay polyamorous, man.
Yeah,
she's polyamorous.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And unapologetic, too.
Yeah, beautiful. I thought you was like, oh, there's two. I was like, whoa.
I was like, hold on now.
Okay. We have to edit this a lot. What is the one thing you love about yourself?
My goofiness.
Dream dinner guest.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Dead or alive.
Oh, gosh. Dead or alive. Amy Poehler.
She's adorable.
Oh, yeah, she is. Favorite wrestler?
Joey Ryan.
Who would play you in a movie?
Kate Winslet.
And celebrity you'd like to meet?
Amy Poehler. I really love Parks and Recreation.
Last show you binge watched?
That 70s Show.
You like Parks and Recreation?
I know, but it's That 70s Show. I don't know. I'm all over the place.
I need to watch that show too. If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
Seafoam green. I thought about this.
Snap.
Okay. Yep.
Specific.
Very specific.
If you were to listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Treats by Sleigh Bells.
Okay. And if you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Cereal. Golden Grahams in particular.
You got anything. It's like Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams.
That is true. It's true.
They committed to
it's a given, right?
I can't even
tell till the end. Where can people find you?
So I'm on Instagram, obviously, Kathy Campanelli, YouTube, Kathy Campanelli, Twitter, Campanelli Kathy.
Oh, switched
just
it up.
Just got to mix it up a little bit, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you say YouTube already?
Yeah.
How often do you release your videos?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying once a week, but it is tough.
Yeah, it is really hard.
It's the consistency thing. But every now and then, you'll see me
might get a video.
Eating lots of cereal for
once
you.
I'm trying
to do, like, at least every other week.
So, wait, do you, like, go to different cereals that are already out, or do they release different cereals?
Some of them are limited edition. I've had some limited edition ones that I'll do, like, little reviews on, but some of them are ones that have just been out that I've never tried before.
And so, even the ones you don't like, do you, like, make...
Oh, there was a whole debacle with Sour Patch Kids cereal.
That's terrible.
It was...
Their heart was in the right place, though. Their heart was in the right place, because Sour Patches are amazing.
But
cereal form, however...
We've gone too far with cereal form.
Well, way too far.
No.
Oh, goodness. Well, when you're...
She knows her cereal. I'll give her that.
Now you're impressed after an hour.
Thank you. It took me a little bad. You know what I mean?
Came in with, like, you know, like, I'm going to prove her wrong. I am the cereal master. No.
There can only be one.
There can only be one. Highlander reference. That's what's up.
Where can people find you when you're not fighting crime, Cocosina?
Oh, yeah. Evan T. Mac, Instagram, and Twitter. Shout out to, Yo Harm. What up, baby? And Hugo from Portugal. What's good, boy? I'm out of shots.
Also, BMP shirts. If you don't know what that is, you need to watch us on Raw and NXT. BMP shirts are available on Pro Wrestling Tee.
I appreciate you.
Do they just look for your name or just BMP?
You just put BMP. In.
Just put BMP. You can purchase those shirts there. If you are listening to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars or better.
Yeah.
YouTube, leave those comments. We definitely appreciate those comments. And then also, we're actually in season 3. This is the 3rd season of Women's Wrestling Weekly, so without you guys, we wouldn't be here.
Affirmative.
So if there's any guests that you want to see on the show, just please let us know. Tag them on Instagram, whatever, whatever. Do, you know, do it what you be doing all the time. Evan will be at WrestleMania, so, you know, hit him up. Evan, you got to post some pictures, right? Sometimes yeah, it's know, a hit or
no,
miss.
No, there. When it comes to that, I'm
sometimes he does.
My baby brother out there, oh, Lordy.
So definitely find Evan's Instagram, and then I'll probably just be reposting it for Women's Wrestling Weekly. Other than that, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Till next time, guys. We'll see ya.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.